Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. 17th and 18th century Europe saw a great deal of conflict in terms of war. Inevitably, a resolution usually brought out celebration. On Harmonia this week, music for political unions, peace treaties, and other cessations of hostility. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Thank you.
20 years into his tenure as court composer to the King of England, George Frederick Handel composed a special piece of music, the anthem The King Shall Rejoice. Also known as the Dettingen Anthem, it was composed along with the Te Deum to celebrate the Allied Austrian and British victory over the French. The Battle of Dettingen, which ended in June of 1743, was only one of many fought in the War of the Austrian Succession, a war in which England supported Maria Theresa of Austria. Music composed to mark the end of battles, both great and small, was not unusual for Handel, nor was it for other composers who held similar positions. The War of the Austrian Succession came to a conclusion in 1748 with the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle, one that spawned celebrations in many countries, never mind that there was no clear winner and something of a consolation prize for Prussia. In France, it was the inspiration for Jean-Philippe Rameau to compose the opera Naïs. First performed at the Paris Opera in April of 1749, it was comprised of a prologue and three acts, and arguably one of the most exciting overtures to date.
Thank you. ciel frémit, la terre tremble, quel ravage, quel parfait.
Tous les ennemis de la paix se sont unis ensemble.
Ah, sans éclos de sang, impitoyable guerre, les médailles perdent des feux.
Thank you.
music of Jean-Philippe Rameau in the form of musical bookends, the beginning and end of the prologue to Rameau's opera Nais. It was performed by the English Bach Festival Singers and Baroque Orchestra, directed by Nicholas McGuigan. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to Baroque music composed in order to celebrate peace, in particular the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle that ended the War of the Austrian Succession in 1748. While Rameau had composed an opera in France, Handel did something on a smaller scale, yet grand in design. He composed music to accompany a display that included a specially built fireworks machine and fire pictures of an allegorical nature. While that may sound fantastic, the performance day and rehearsal the week before left something to be desired. The rehearsal at Vauxhall Gardens, with some 12,000 in attendance, produced a traffic jam on London Bridge and a rash of drunken behavior. Those who attended the official performance had to put up with the fireworks pavilion catching on fire, a confrontation between the two in charge of the fireworks, and, on top of everything, rain. Nevertheless, the royal fireworks music was performed successfully, even as the king had hoped, without fiddles. We heard Handel's overture to the music for the Royal Fireworks in its original 1749 orchestration for 24 oboes, 12 bassoons, 9 trumpets, 9 horns, and percussion. It was performed by the English Concert and directed by Trevor Pinnock. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, music composed to celebrate the end of a war, an event most fervently to be wished. We go now from England to Spain to celebrate a wedding. In June of 1660, a young Louis XIV married the Infanta Maria Teresa. She came as part of an agreement between France and Spain known as the Treaty of the Pyrenees. Along with the marriage, the treaty also stipulated that the Infanta would renounce her claim to the Spanish succession in return for Spain putting up a dowry. Unfortunately, Spain couldn't afford the dowry, which resulted in even more political intrigue, a story for another time, perhaps. In Spain, the composer Juan Hidalgo produced 2 operas in celebration of the Infanta's wedding. Of the 2, Celos aun del aire matan is the only one that survives. The title translates as Jealousy, Even from the Air, Kills. Sort of a strange sentiment for a wedding. Thank you. The Newbery Consort performed two pieces from Juan Hidalgo's opera Celos aun del aire matan from the CD Ay Amor. On this edition of Harmonia, we're listening to music composed to celebrate peace and the end of war. The music we'll hear next is related to a relatively unknown war, the Battle of the Organs, which took place in London from 1682 to 1688. It sounds like the result of a dyspeptic dinner, but in fact, Battle of the Organs was a contest to see who could build the better organ for Temple Church. The first organ was built by Renatus Harris, and the other by Father Bernard Smith. Both builders engaged some of the best organists to represent their instruments. In the Harris camp was Baptiste Draghi, organist to Catherine of Braganza, wife of Charles II. Father Smith, also well-connected, had both Henry Purcell and John Blow champion his instrument. In the end, Father Smith was the victor. Unfortunately, we don't really know if there was any musical celebration on Father Smith's part, since no evidence exists, so we'll celebrate for him with two songs and an organ voluntary by Henry Purcell. This is the new chamber opera ensemble directed by Gary Cooper, the other Gary Cooper, playing on an original Father Smith organ.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music by Henry Purcell, performed by the New Chamber Opera Ensemble, from a CD entitled The Gresham Autograph. Our new release this week is a CD of solo lute music of John Dowland called Fancies, Dreams, and Spirits, performed by the English lutenist Nigel North. The CD is the first volume in an upcoming series of recordings that will contain all of Dowland's music. We'll hear three movements, Mrs. Vaux's Galliard and Jig, and Lady Hunstan's Puff.
Thank you.
Lutenist Nigel North performed three pieces by John Dowland from a new CD of Dowland's works called Fancies, Dreams, and Spirits, available on the Naxos label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.